what I am about to say. To those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice, is the same thing that God said to me the very moment that God introduced himself to me. You are somebody, and you mean so much, and someone truly loves you, and you are going to be a great person, and you are going to do great things. You are somebody, and you mean so much, and someone truly loves you, and you are going to be a great person, and you are going to do great things. And if you don't know, I came to tell you that your new home is called the Kingdom of God. Receive Jesus Christ and be born again. After I heard that, I broke down. You see, for God to introduce himself to me, Kenneth Tricky Williams, for God to consider me, I knew at that moment that no child has to suffer like I did. I feel like it was through my suffering that if someone heard my story, that they'd be set free from their pain. I made it, and I know that you can make it too. I never asked God to make me into a minister. Let me say that real slow. I have never asked God to make me into a minister or preacher or fivefold ministry Bible teacher. God himself called me with his very own audible voice, and he chose me to work for him the day that I heard him call me by my name. Kenneth, it was powerful. He woke me up in my spirit man as he called me by my name. Kenneth, it sounded like mighty rushing waters. Kenneth, it blew my mind. I answered God's call, and I never looked back at my past life. When I started to humble myself to God and obey his words in my heart is when I started to grow spiritually and understand more of who God is and what my role is with him. My life was like a sacrifice, even when I did not know about God. The same way that he gave his only son, Jesus the Christ, to become an offering for me. My mother and my father gave me away to simply die. Let me say that real slow. My own mother, the woman who gave birth to me, and my father, who donated his sperm seed into my mother's womb. Both of my parents gave me away to simply die. But God spared my life and took care of me all throughout my childhood and young adult life. Isn't that something? God took care of me throughout all of my childhood and my young adult life. God took care of me. Today, I truly know what it means to appreciate grace from the life of darkness that I used to live in. Isn't that something? My faith is in Christ and in the power of God. This is how Kenneth Jerome Williams lives his life on this day. The Spirit of the living God is with me and upon me in the name of Jesus the Christ. I pray that someone can receive the inspiration from the Holy Spirit to accept Jesus in your heart and begin to live the good life that God wants for you to have. It's all about just giving back and becoming a part of something or getting involved with something that has a meaning with a purpose that changes the lives of all people who have needs for the betterment, enhancement, and furtherance of their life to make them feel complete, not left out of what it means to live a good life. When God opened up an opportunity for me to feed the people in the inner city of Los Angeles, California, I had no idea of what that was all about. But I just did it anyway. And within 3 months, I was feeding over 500 people every Saturday on a street corner in a poverty-stricken community. It was deep for me just to be a part of it. I didn't even think that it was me who was actually doing it. I knew it was God feeding the people, and I still know it to this day. He's just using me to work it out. I started in 2008. Feeding the people through my 501c3 nonprofit corporation. And since then, over 300,000 household families and over 500,000 individual people from the inner urban cities of Los Angeles, California, have benefited from my outreach. Emergency Food Commodities Program through the USDA. I see so many faces, and I can relate to so many stories of hard times and poverty with struggles and no hope that I can't stop helping and serving people when I have a chance and the right means to do it and make a difference with a powerful impact. This humanitarian work has changed me through the years as a person and has given me a sense of purpose. People would ask me, "Where is your church, Pastor?" Let me say that real slow. People would always ask me, "Where is your church at, Pastor?" I'd pause for a moment, look down the long line of people who have been standing in line for sometimes 2 whole days just to get their food, and reply, "Turn around and look. This is my church. It's a church without walls. And thank you for coming to get the food this morning." If I had a church building, I wonder if the lines would be this long, waiting for me to preach and teach God's word to them with the spiritual food. I just tell him God has blessed me with his grace in this area to feed the multitudes like Jesus did when he fed 5,000. This comes to me easy because I understand that I am not the one who's making it happen. God is. And as long as I continue to do the work, he will continue to send the people. Now that's faith. Humility became a new thing for me to experience because I never understood what it meant to humble myself. Let me say that real slow. I never understood what it meant to humble myself. And that was a revelation to me. Humble myself. So when the Spirit of God gave me the meaning and God's definition to humble, God's definition of being humble, that's all I wanted to become. I truly believed that, and I prayed and studied God's word humble until that word became alive inside of my flesh. I have experienced false humility and true humility, and I know the difference between the two.
Listen. Baby. Huh.